Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Got a wonderful sermon, and this is part one of it, and then part two is coming next week, entitled, How to Be Certain Amongst Uncertainties. Do you know how Jesus was able to succeed with his ministry during those very turbulent times he lived in? He was certain. Certain of what? That his Heavenly Father had his back, and he knew in whom he believed, and he was on a mission, and that mission would come to pass. Call a friend, tell him to turn that television on, get a pencil and paper, and take some notes, because we need today, especially in these turbulent times, to be certain amongst all these uncertainties. And I mean that sincerely. And watch it. You're going to learn something today, and it'll bring a smile to your face, and you'll know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Watch. 2 Timothy chapter 1. I will start with verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. So what is in Christ Jesus? Life. How does that, how we get that life? Through the promises. And all the promises of God are yea and amen. Then he addresses Timothy. And he tells him in verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God. You see, if you stir up the gift of God, you won't have time to stir up sin. Your mind is stayed and fixed upon what God said, saying, and going to say. Wherefore, I put in verse 6, in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Then he gives a prophetic utterance, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to go to verse 11. Whereunto I'm appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. And this is the part I want to get to. For I know, he didn't say I believe. He is so certain in this uncertain time that he's living in. For I know whom I have believed. He's went past that now to the knowing part. And am persuaded. Now he's past believing and knowing, and you can't change his mind. Persuaded that he is able, God Almighty, to keep. Now notice that he's in this. That which I have committed unto him against that day. And then verse 13, hold fast the form of sound words. See, when you commit it, you don't change your words. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me. Faith come by what? Hearing. In faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, hearing not just words of his mouth, words of faith. In love. I love that. It's just such a blessing. Which is in Christ Jesus. So I want to talk today about how to be certain amongst all uncertainties. When you get a bad report, it shakes you up. What are you going to do? But it can only shake your flesh. But if you crucify your flesh so dead, it won't shake. Because you're a spirit housed in a soul and clothed in a body. I want everybody watching all over the world, listen to what I have to say, because this is a world message. How to be certain. People look at me and say, he never changes. You know why? I'm certain. Amongst all uncertainties, with everything going wrong, Jesse going right. Even though they may call me a blasphemer, they may say I'm a heretic because I believe in prosperity or whatever. The reason why I believe in prosperity, because God does. Well, you're materialistic. No, I'm not. I just have things. I have material. God's not materialism, but he has material. Gold streets, diamond, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby. I mean, he ain't in love with it. He just uses it. So I want you to see this, and I want to deal with this, and I'm going to try to stay in the teaching mode. I can preach this. The title of the message is How to Be Certain Amongst Uncertainties. That means if you got a business and you have a down week, oh, do you get shaken up about it? Oh, God, what are we going to do? What do you mean, what are you going to do? Having done all the stand. Do you see what I'm saying? See, if you're questioning that, then you don't really know. You're still believing. I want to get to the point of knowing and then get past knowing to persuade it. So let's write this down if you're taking notes. Number one, how to be certain amongst uncertain is you must develop perfect trust in the faithfulness of God. What did he say? Well, why was Jesus so certain? I only say what my Father says. I only do what my Father says to do. You must develop perfect trust in the faithfulness of God. Perfect confidence comes when you know that. Perfect means perfected, matured. See, and I'm going to deal with that in just a minute. You must develop perfect trust in the faithfulness of God. Do you believe in the faithful, full? Can't put no more in that. Faithfulness of God. And out of that, perfect confidence comes when you know that. See, I know in whom I have believed. I've been down in 3 airplane crashes, but I knew I would survive because it was not my time. That was an uncertainty. I couldn't land the plane. I'm stuck in a seat with a cabin full of smoke, with people flying this plane to who I don't know. But when you know and you persuade it, it don't make no difference what is happening. You can preach a message of encouragement in the worst of times. You might have heard that statement. It was the worst of times. It was the best of times. How you must develop perfect trust. How do you do that? Number one, church going, faith hearing. When somebody's always telling you what you can't do, change their minds and tell them what you can do. And don't be ashamed of that. You can't do that, but I can do all things through Christ. Well, you got stage 4 cancer. Well, we'll knock it down to stage 0. Who do you think you are? Stage 0. Well, supposing you die. Well, supposing you die. Do you see my point? You got to be strong with this. You develop that, number one, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Reading, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly. Rightly. That doesn't mean, it means if you don't study, you can wrongly divide the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. People say, how do you know you're going to make the right decision? My sheep know my voice. You're not going to know that outside in the secular world. You're going to know that right here in your church. Or in your daily devotions, in you listening to tapes, or watching shows dealing with God Almighty. That's how you perfect that trust. You see, because out of that trust comes love for the gospel. Do you love God more than you love the NFL? Now, I want to see the game today. I can't. I got to go fly to Huntsville, Decatur, Alabama. Tanner is what it goes. It's a suburb. But I know I'm going to find out who wins. Why? Turn the television on. Oh, and then, you know, you got something. Don't tell me. I can, record it if I want to. And then just watch it like as if I was able to. See, when you develop trust in something, what makes a marriage wonderful? Not sex. A lot of people divorcing who've had good sex. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. What it is trust. Trust. You trust each other. You develop that through living together, sharing the best of times, the worst of times. And your confidence is sure, which means if you leave the house, you know your wife ain't going out the back door with someone else or vice versa. You develop that through life. So we must develop perfect trust in the faithfulness of God. Perfect confidence comes when you know that. See, people say, but then how you know that you'll never be broke? My seed, my giving. Long as the earth remains, seed time, harvest time. See, I don't know that. I'm past knowing that. I'm persuaded. Yeah, but no, there's no buts. There's no conjunctions. This is being certain in uncertainties. Write this down. We do not exist for ourselves. We exist for others. Let me say it again. We do not exist for ourselves. We exist for others. We do not unite to get. We unite to give. I don't unite to get something from you. I unite to give. Why do you believe in tithing? Anytime. Listen to me. I don't care who said it. They're wrong and Jesse's right. Well, I'm certain of that. Anytime somebody tells you to stop giving in any manner, that's of the devil. For God so loved the world, he what? Is he still giving? Well, you don't have to tithe. No, you don't have to tithe. You don't even have to get saved. Because he created you a free will. Well, why do you tithe? Look, you want homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological debate? I know something about this scripture. In the Old Testament, it talked about tithing. In the New Testament, it talked about giving. Want to talk grace? I understand grace because it took great grace to wash my sin away. But you see, in tithing, how else you put God first? You notice something. The government doesn't trust you. So it takes out their tax out of your check before you get it. They want to be first. But God developed a trust in you. They're still trying to raise the rates. God has never changed the rate. Never. It didn't make no difference what the world done. It didn't make no difference how much things cost. I'm pretty sure when God instituted tithing, the cost have went up since then. He could have said, well, we're going to 13%. Now we're going to 22%. You notice the tipping now. It used to be 10%. Then it went to 15%. Now it went to 20%. Then it's now it's 22%. Or any other you would like to do. Well, of course, things cost, inflation. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I just make more money. Do you see that? Let me say it again. We do not exist for ourselves. We exist for others. We do not unite to get. We unite to give. So when you understand, that's how you develop in that perfect trust. So when something goes terribly wrong, you're still certain amongst those uncertainties. Now, this is a very powerful point, and I want you to write it down. The gospel has been delivered to us, not discovered by us or elaborated out of our consciousness. No. You didn't discover the gospel. It was delivered to you. The gospel has been delivered to us, not discovered by us or elaborated out of our consciousness. Go with me to the book of Jude. It's right at the end of the Bible. The book of Jude, you'll see something that's really amazing. It's just such a blessing. Jude was a great apostle, teaching apostle. And it's just one chapter. That's it, Book of Jude here, let me get to it. I got this other Bible here. Hebrews, amen. Praise God. Good Lord, this thing is sticking. Word of God is sticky. Where we at here? Praise God. Galatians, Ephesians. Good God, I can't see. Well, it's a Jude verse 3. Look at it. I want everybody, how many got a King James Version Bible? If I can get to this here. Hang on, I'm going to get this thing. Watch this. It has not been discovered by us. None. We think that is. It's been delivered to us. If I can get Hebrews, come on. What's that, Kat? Yeah, I know what's that, Kat. I read the whole Bible. I can't get this thing. Look, I'm trying to say, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude. I know what Jude is. Thank you, I got it. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. See, this gift was delivered to you, not discovered by you. You see what I'm saying? That's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing that God just brought to you. It's like when you buy a pizza, they deliver it to you. Kathy really is in the Amazon. They deliver everything to her. I keep Amazon in business. Buy Kathy whatever she's buying. I don't know what she's buying. See what I'm saying? Watch it. The gospel has been delivered to us, not discovered or elaborated out of our conscience. You see, when you understand that, it makes no difference what happened. Now, I've had people tell me, how can you handle some of the persecution you went through? Well, I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded. How can you pay all these people? Give them 4 10% raises in what, in 4.5 years or something like that? 45%. I raised my level up of my employees, which are partners, 45% higher. Why? Because the Lord said it. Well, how you know it's going to work? You know, everything you see here is done by faith. I mean, if people don't give, it don't work. But this gospel, this faith has been delivered to me. So since it's been delivered to me, I study it and discover more of it. Because it wasn't discovered by me. It was delivered to me. You see, so then I began to train my spirit. So when Satan tries to attack my body, I go, ah, 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 ah. What has been delivered to me is healing. By his stripes I am. Well, actually, by his stripes you were. Before you ever got sick. Now you got to persuade yourself. That's when you know your faith's getting big. That when you're hurting, you're not denying it. You just don't care about it. You're just going about your faith. When you look in your wallet and there's an abundance of lack, and you're looking for fat, it doesn't make no difference what's in there. It makes all the difference what's in here. Look at me. Do you see that? Being certain amongst uncertain. Well, don't look like my husband ever going to get saved. Well, with that mouth of yours, he won't. But if you look at the promise that you got, the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations, it's his tough luck he married you. Will God break his will? No. He's a free will person. He can go to hell if he wants. But God's got a way of changing people's wills and make them think they had the suggestion. Let me say it again. The gospel has been delivered, that's the book of Jude, verse 3, to us not discovered or elaborated out of our consciousness. Write this down. Jesus Christ is trusted the more he is known. Yes. Yes. See, you know more about God every time you come to church. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is trusted the more he is known. The more time you spend with someone, you know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Right. The more time you have with your baby, you know that your baby's coming down with something before they know it. A mama can pick that up, boy. That's amazing to me. You see what I'm saying? See, that's how to be certain among uncertainties. And there are a lot of uncertainties in life. I've had the devil tell me. A lot of time I've given a big donation somewhere, and the next week I had a low financial week. Devil said, what do you think about that? I said, I didn't think about it at all. You don't want to seem to be worried about it. Do I look worried? Never let them see you sweat. I used to tell that to Kathy, don't let people know what you're thinking. Because you know how they know? Your face. You didn't say a word, but my God, you said everything right there. You see, so when you understand that Jesus Christ is trusted, the more he is known. That's how the Apostle Paul had such confidence when they were about to cut his head off. He knew in whom he had believed. Listen, if Satan is trying to put fear in you somehow, you must develop perfect trust in the faithfulness of God. You go from believing to knowing, see? And how do you do that? By studying of the Word. The Word becomes first in your mind, in your spirit, and in your body. Remember what I said earlier. The gospel was delivered to you. It just wasn't discovered. It was delivered by Jesus Christ himself. And that's an amazing, he came that you might have life to the full, till it overflows. Now, I know many of you are watching today or facing some hard times, and I know that. Maybe it's a doctor report or financial debt or a broken relationship. I want to pray for you right now, and I bet prayer would touch and help you. Father, in Jesus' name. I speak right now and command those problems to cease and desist. Satan, I bind you. I don't ask. I command and demand. Get away from these people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let the love of God, the peace of God that passeth all understanding come right now into their hearts as we pray together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, faith destroys all distance between me and you. And prayer is one of the greatest things we can use. It's faster than emails. It's faster than texts. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but I don't even carry a phone. People say, you got to be kidding me. No. Kathy carries the phone, and I tell everybody. I give them Kathy's number. She gets so mad. What's the matter with you? I mean, I just so much to do. And so many people will be calling me, and I know it hurt their feelings. if I couldn't call him back. And I'm running 90 to nothing all the time. Praise the Lord. And thank God for it, because I'm about the Father's business. I just made up my mind. I am certain. That doesn't mean everything's easy. I mean, I get attacked all the time, not only by the secular world, because they have false information about me, but the church world. And a lot of church will know me, but there's such a thing as jealousy and envy, and it ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment. But it don't make no difference. Ain't nobody going to wipe this smile off my face. Jesus put it there. Watch this. I'll be right back.
That's the words of Jesus. See, Jesse Fast Ministries has one driving passion. One thing we ask in Jesus' name: to be empowered and equipped above and beyond to effectively share God's message of salvation with the entire world. We want everyone to have an opportunity to know the real Jesus, approachable, personable, compassionate, and full of joy. That's the truth that we put on full display and invite countless others to know for themselves. We know He'll do everything and more. Why? Because we believe it, leading us to do the impossible for His glory. God called me to go. He said, "Go ye," and I go. And sent people to link up in faith with the vision. That's you sending me to do the work. We are running further and faster than ever, infused with supernatural energy, shining the light of the gospel, seizing every divine opportunity. We're advancing and cutting through barriers to reach people right where they are. What shall I do for thee? Ask God for something unbelievable, something impossible. And you know what God will do? He'll walk off that throne and go get that thing for you. Did you know angels are real, and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. My new book, The Hidden Help, I share a few of those biblical stories and some of my own personal experiences with angelic beings. Remember, this world isn't all there is. You are unique in God's creation, and The Hidden Help is always here for you. Order your copy today at jdm.org. Our May product offer is the book I wrote called The Hidden Help. Are you curious about God's angels? You should be. In this book, The Hidden Help, I share about my personal experience with those magnificent beings, and I answer lots of questions about them too. How do you get the copy? You just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you will be blessed by that. Partners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you have done for this ministry, all you're doing and all you're going to do. You know, I've said it so many times, and I love to say it every year. I've been preaching 48 years, and I've never had a financial deficit. You know why? You know what I'm going to say? I trust you, and you trust me, but we both trust God. And that's the most amazing thing. And I can't thank you enough. Nothing too small and nothing too big. I've asked the Lord, every dollar given to my ministry, you've heard me say this thousands of times if you've watched me, I want a soul into the kingdom.
I don't have time for people's criticisms and persecutions that come at me because none of that junk is true. They do everything they can to try to hurt. Maybe they want ratings. I guess they think I'm famous. I don't think I am at all. You know, I'm just a preacher of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what? It doesn't make any difference because I am certain amongst all these uncertainties. I like that, brother. That was just part one you saw. Now, part two is coming next week. Did you take some notes? Did you take some? You need to, because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of things are always popping up in your life you never thought. I mean, you ever heard that old statement, you got up on the wrong side of the bed? What side of the bed is wrong? I like to know, because I'll never get up on that side. But you know what it is? It's just Satan trying to aggravate you or something, you know, whatever. And he'll use somebody you might like to aggravate you or dislike. But it doesn't make no difference. Let no devil in hell or no person or no entity wipe the smile off your face. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, it's like that little song. It's the good life. You make it good by how you focus on what you focus on. And you focus on your priority, you eliminate your confusion. Don't miss next week. Part two is coming of how to be certain among certainties. I hope you learned something today. Thanks for watching. We love you. And thank you for giving today. Okay? Bye-bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Planner. Our May partner offer is a sermon I preached entitled, How to Be Certain Among Uncertainty. There's so many uncertain things going on. You need to get this today. And I mean that it will help you in your daily walk with God and in your physical walk in the world. How do I get it? You go to jdm.org to get your copy. It's worth your time. It will be a blessing to you. It will show you what to do. Get it.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible, because it's doable? In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at jdm.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe.
Your confidence must take large forms. If your realization of Christ is meager, your assurance will be feeble. I refuse to be feeble. Why? Because I'm certain. That's what Paul said. No, he keeps saying it. He said, I know whom I have believed. But they're going to kill you. I know whom I have believed.